Welcome to the Grace for This City podcast. We're helping you turn your city upside down. Hey, I'm your host, Justin Goff. Stay tuned. We got a great show for you today. All right. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the podcast. This is the Grace for This City podcast. I'm your host, Justin. Hey, we're helping you turn your city upside down. How are we doing that? Well, we're giving you scriptural motivation and strategy so you can get out there and get some stuff done for your King, King Jesus, that is. And we're just going to jump right into the podcast today. Hey, it's 2021. And not only is it 2021, it is January 21. It is 01-21-21. Today, Thursday, this beautiful Thursday, recording the podcast here at the Grace Studios, the Grace for This City podcast studios. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of in a quandary. A lot of things didn't turn out the way that they wanted. And sure, there were, you know, there's other people that everything's going the way that they wanted. But, you know, we were kind of in this very polarized election cycle. And this podcast isn't going to be on the election or politics. But I do want to encourage you in something. And Proverbs 13:12 says this, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick." Now, listen, there's been something that's been on my heart now for a good portion of last year, 2020. And the Lord was reminding us and encouraging us that we are believers. That's what we do. That's what we were created to do. We are believers. And in John, here's some of the disciples, the believers, the people, they're asking, what can we do, or what must we do that we can do the works of God? And Jesus's response, profound, absolutely love it. He said, "This is your work." The Amplified Bible says, "This is your service unto your God, that you believe." All right, so that's what we do. If somebody says, "Hey, what do?" Well, we believe. That's what we do. And then what do we believe? Well, we believe the word of the Lord. Now, the enemy knows that you are a believer. The enemy knows that that's what you were created to do. The enemy knows that that's what you're destined to do, and that's to believe and believe the word. And then when you believe the word, the seed of the word gets down into your heart, and it begins to take on substance. And the devil knows that, and he hates that. He hates that process. He hates that reality. He hates that that's how things work in the spirit. And so he's going to try and oppose that. So there's a strategy of the enemy, and it's disbelief. All right, it sets itself in direct opposition to a thing, dis. So disbelief is a strategy against the fact or the reality that you are a believer. So watch out for disbelief, okay? You were created to believe. You are a believer, and the enemy would try and set up traps to cause you to stand in opposition to a thing. Now, there's no vacuums. It's not that you don't believe in anything. It's just you're believing in something other than what you're supposed to. So Proverbs 13:12, again, hope deferred makes the heart sick. This is part of the strategy against us, is to get us in disbelief, get us believing something that's going to take us down a wrong road or a wrong route, and then we're not going to receive or walk in the thing that we thought we were believing for. And this was the strategy coming up to the elections, if you want to just be straight about it, is the enemy was throwing in all kinds of crazy, chaotic theories and all these different ideas about what was going to happen. I mean, there was all this rush of information, like the last, you know, I mean, it had been going on for some time, but there was definitely an increase in, say, the last 6 months leading up to the election. There was all these conspiracies, all these theories, all this intel. You know, somebody knew somebody that knew somebody that knows somebody that you know, knew somebody. And they all had information on exactly what the president was going to do or not do, and this was going to happen, and that was going to happen. And, you know, it was a big nothing. And a lot of people were getting set up to become sick in their belief. They were believing a thing that just was not going to happen. And that's a part of the enemy's plan. And the reason why he does it like that is because the reality of how it works, that when you're believing for something and it doesn't happen, if it's deferred or if it's derailed, then your heart gets sick. Now, Romans 10:10 says that we believe with the heart. You don't believe with your mind. You don't believe with your mind. You believe with your heart. Again, that's what the enemy is targeting. Now, he's just flooding your mind with things. Because, I mean, we have to interact through our mind. We hear a thing, see a thing, touch a thing. We're researching things. And so we're interacting with, the natural realm through our mind and things we're reading and hearing, etc. But ultimately, a lot of that information, a lot of that insight is targeted at your heart to get you to believe a thing that's going to get you off of believing the word, get you off of believing God's will, get you off of, staying in tune with what Holy Spirit is doing and saying. You know, Proverbs 4:23, it says what? Guard your heart above all else. Why? Because out of your heart flow the issues of life. If we've learned anything, coming out of 2020 and heading into 2021, it's we need to be more watchful. We need to guard our heart, or we need to guard our believer more than we ever have before. If you got caught up in a whole bunch of crazy theories, then you need to repent of that, is what you need to do. You need to repent of that. You need to say, Lord, I deviated from trusting you. I deviated from immersing myself in you and in your spirit and in prayer and in tongues, praying in tongues. I deviated from immersing myself in the word, and I got caught up in fables, and I got caught up in distractions. And I repent of that right now in the name of Jesus. And before you and before heaven, I make a commitment to guard my heart this year more than ever before. Listen, why would you want to guard your heart? Because it's you believe with your heart. And the reason why you want to guard your heart, because hope deferred makes the heart sick. Listen, we don't need deferment. We don't want to get wrapped up in the traps of the enemy, the mire, the muck, him deceiving us and getting us over here, thinking that thing's going to happen. That's not going to happen. What were we designed to do? We were designed to believe. But what in particular were we designed to believe? We were created to believe the word of the Lord. It's going to be imperative going forward that you guard your heart and you watch what you're believing. Post inauguration day, just throw away all that garbage that had all these promises that failed to come through, and we're going to readjust, we're going to realign ourselves with the word of the Lord. And we're going to thank the Lord for the utterance that's given to us by way of Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's going to be imperative that in this day and in this age that you have close relationship and fellowship with Holy Spirit. You're not going to be able to navigate it any other way. There are no other sources of information that's going to do you as the believer any good than what you're going to get from Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost knows the mind of the Father. In fact, was it John 16, John 17? The Amplified Bible says this, that the Holy Spirit will tell you future events. Now, there's a lot of other players. There's a lot of other characters that think they know what the intel is. Maybe they're called futurists, people who try and predict, this or that. They follow trails or breadcrumbs and intel, this and that. But listen, ultimately, the only trusted source that you could make decisions on, that you could stake your life on, would be the unction that you receive from Holy Ghost. Now, he's got amazing people. Jesus has put gifts in the earth. Okay, there's the apostles, the prophets, there's the evangelists, the teachers, and the pastors. These are gifts to the body. And these gifts are equipping us, and they're maturing us. And so we can lean in on what the Lord is doing through his body, right? Everybody's got a supply. We can lean in. We can press in. We don't want to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Notice that scripture in Hebrews, it says, don't forsake gathering together. Why? In particularly, when you see the day approaching. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is moving in and amongst us, and utterance is being made available. The revealed word of the Lord is made available within the body. And you want to make sure that you're not getting out on the edges away from the body and hanging out on the edge of the wood line, having conversation with wolves, having conversations with false prophets, having conversations with lowercase antichrist type operatives. If you go back and you look at 1 John chapter 2, we know, we see, we read, we were warned, we were encouraged. Listen, it's rampant. Nothing to be afraid of, but I'm saying don't be out there on the fringes on your own having conversations with people that you don't know anything about them. Stay close to the body of Christ. Stay close to the body of Christ. Okay? And I'm not saying that your local church is the entirety of the body of Christ. What I'm saying is that the believers, the remnant, the ecclesia, God is doing something within his body. He is giving us real-time information, revelation, insight, and understanding so that we may be able to navigate, because we are in some very crazy days. And listen, people who are hanging around the edges, people who are hanging around the fringes, listen, on this last flood of mis and disinformation, there were people who are sleeping with demons and saying that they have intel on what's going on and what's happening. And people all over the body of Christ were flocking to these bozos, flocking to these out there's, flocking to divination. Now, they may have not have known it was divination, but that's what it is. It was not, if it was spiritual information and it wasn't by the Holy Ghost, then it's demonically inspired. And there were people in the church who broke away from the flock. They broke away from staying close together with one another. They broke away and went out on the fringes, went out on the wood line. They're out there off on their own, having conversations with dark characters. You understand what I'm saying here? That's dangerous, friend. It's dangerous. And if you entertain, you know, the Bible says to be aware that you might even be entertaining angels. Well, listen, you need to be aware, because you might be entertaining demons. Come on, be wise, be smart, friends. The enemy is out to destroy you. And because you are designed to be a believer, because you're designed to believe, you got to be watchful when he tries to disguise himself as an angel of light. We want to believe the things of the light. We want to believe the word. We were designed to believe the word. You got to watch it when he twists and deceives, tries to lead you into something. But don't you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that my sheep know my voice. My sheep know my voice. Listen, be honest, be integrous. Stay with the voice of the Lord. A lot of people got caught up in some deception because they wanted what was being told them. They wanted it to be the truth. Well, yeah, sure. But if it's not the truth, it's not the truth. If it's false, being disguised as true, be integrous enough to discern the difference and then stay away from that which you're not supposed to be with. Stay away from those things that the Lord is saying, look, don't fellowship, don't have any association with these things. You know, even Saul, remember what Saul did? Saul dishonored the prophet. And then he got in a pinch. And you know what he did? He went and consulted the witch at Endor. Don't do that. Don't do that. I had I was just meditating on something in this last, several weeks. And I just began to notice, I was like, wow, man, the witches at Endor is big business right now. Listen, the devil would love to tickle your ear. The devil, demons, psychics, diviners, they would love to entertain you with all kinds of delicacies, all kinds of fabricated whatevers. I mean, people are lapping this stuff up. I get it. You want it to be true, but you've got to develop your spirit, man, where you can navigate, where you will know the difference between what's good and what's evil. Don't you know that in the last days, they're going to call what? Evil good and good evil. Are you able to spiritually discern between the two? If somebody's telling you, hey, this is good. Hey, this is true. Hey, this is the word of the Lord. Are you spiritually able to discern by way of unction from the inside? I mean, everything you're seeing and hearing is saying one thing. It's looking like one thing. But are you able to discern the difference? Are you able to yield to Holy Ghost and know the difference between good and evil? Friends, the devil will lie to you. Demons will lie to you. People trying to take advantage of chaotic situations to make a dollar off of you will lie to you. It's the craziest thing that I've ever seen. Now, there are good, great people out there. Not everybody is a total loser. But I'm saying you need to be on your toes. You need to be discerning in this hour. You don't need to be like a fool, Ephesians says. You need to be wise. You need to be what? It says be sober-minded. Get control of your faculties. He said, be sober-minded. Don't be like the fools who cannot discern the will of the Lord. He said, one translation says, don't be like those who have no understanding of what God's will is. And listen, it's at that crux there where the enemy will really try and work you over. Because if you're just completely ignorant of God's will, I'm not saying you're going to know everything all the time, but I'm saying that you should be on track with Holy Ghost. Because you have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, so he's not going to be so far away from you that you're going to be caught lost somewhere. No, the Bible says that the word is near you. It's in your heart and it's in your mouth. You need to be tracking with that word. You need to be staying close to that word. Let me say this. Stay close to your God-defined relationships. Stay close to the family of believers. Stay close to the ecclesia. Stay close to the church. Stay close to the church. Stay close to the remnant. Stay close to what God is doing to the best of your ability. Stay away from the fringes. Offense is not a leading. Be aware that the enemy may have tried to work you over through offense to get you singled out, to get you to stray out here on the edges. You know, if you look at the like the African wildlife, for example, lions, tigers, all that kind of stuff. You know, they really don't attack an entire group. They look for weak ones, they look for wounded ones, and then they begin to maneuver them off to themselves. You hardly ever see, you know, like a hyena or something attack an entire group of strong, healthy animals. They watch for a time, and they'll work and they'll scheme to try and get the slow one or the weak one or the wounded one or, come on, the offended one off to themselves. Offense will come, right, to get you moving off over here. You know, the rest of the group is going this way, but you're going over here this way. Listen, you got to be aware that the enemies work in that situation. Don't be ignorant of his devices. Know that he would love to get you off on your own where he can pounce on you. A lot of times he'll do that through offense. So hallelujah, this is why we just say, I have ought against nobody. Come on, this is Mark 11:25. We forgive, hallelujah. We flow in forgiveness, okay? And if you need to have a conversation with somebody, have a conversation with them. If you need to address it head on, address it head on. But don't allow the enemy to get you over here off near the wood line where the wolves hang out. All right, so guard your heart. That's what I'm telling you. Guard your heart above all things. 2021, guard your heart. If there's anything that you need to guard, the Bible says above all things. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that you need to be aware of, but the Bible says above all things, above all things, above all things, guard your heart, because everything's going to flow out of that right there. And then believe the right things. Don't get over here tricked by the enemy, believe in something that's a dead end street. Stick with the word, because with the heart, you believe. Thank you for joining us today. This has been the Grace for This City podcast. Hey, if we could stand with you in prayer, it would be our honor. Send us an email with your prayer requests at hello@gracecitychurch.tv. That's hello@gracecitychurch.tv, or call us 870-741-9099. We'd love to celebrate with you. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. Hey, if you'd like to partner with us to keep the podcast out there going into all the nations, you can do so. You can mail in any donation, tax-deductible donation. You can mail it to P.O. Box 7, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, or text to give 84321. Follow the prompts. Or gracecitychurch.tv/give. Thank you, friends. We're so honored to have you join us on the podcast. Hey, until next time, be blessed.